Chapter 1. What does backpacking mean? What does it involve? Backpacking is a broad term. The only requisite to being a backpacker is traveling with everything you need in a backpack. It is most commonly associated with multi-day hiking trips in the wilderness, backcountry backpacking. But it's also a form of budget travel, usually in foreign countries. For an experienced backpacker, it's perfectly possible to travel overseas for a month on $1,000 or even less, seeing the same sights as other tourists who pay a travel agency 10 times that amount. Sure, backpackers sacrifice a little comfort, but it is well worth it. The cheaper you travel, the longer you can travel. Many people explore entire continents or go all the way around the world in one trip, lasting months or even years. Essentially, backpacking means freedom. With everything you own on your back, you can go anywhere you want at a moment's notice. You can travel as fast or slow as you want, going to places undiscovered by the tourist industry. You can design your own trip, seeing what you want to see, and change your itinerary if you change your mind. You are not subject to a tour schedule, nor confined to a large tour group. You are the boss, the guide, and the travel agent all at once. Backpacking is about immersing yourself in the culture of a strange country with different people speaking a different language and learning to fit in and survive. It is the ultimate lesson in adaptation and flexibility. It's not always a smooth, easy ride, but it is always a challenge and always educational. The difficult experiences only serve to accentuate the good experiences. People often return home more open-minded and self-confident from the challenges they've overcome and the fun they've had, eager to go on their next trip. Backpacking tips, some background on backpacking. Taking an interest in backpacking is something many people do. Backpacking can be an adventure. It can be a fun weekend hobby, the way you spend your vacations, or part of your lifestyle. However you approach backpacking, it is a great way to get some exercise and experience the great outdoors. Backpacking is challenging and adventurous. It appeals to young and old, male and female. It is something anyone can do because there are countless options on how and where to do it. Backpacking is a great way to get exercise and have some fun at the same time. Backpacking is the combination of hiking and camping. Backpacking trips involve hiking through wilderness areas and camping overnight. There is a community in backpacking. Everyone works together to preserve the wilderness that they love. There are certain accepted and unaccepted behaviors in backpacking. Backpackers try not to disturb or damage the area they travel in. They clean up all their traces of their camp and never litter or take anything along their travels. A backpacking trip can last one night or multiple nights. The longer the trip, the more that must be packed and carried, so planning both packing and the trip is essential. Since the backpack is carried around by the backpacker, and it should carry almost all supplies, it should be as lightweight as possible, yet large enough to accommodate everything that is needed. Some areas that are very popular backpacking destinations will have campsites set up. They may simply have a fire ring and posted maps, or they can have cabins. Other areas have nothing at all, and backpackers set up their camp wherever they find a good spot. Backpacking requires a person to keep safety in mind. There are many hazards in backpacking, and a person who does not think about being safe is sure to fall prey. The backpack itself can pose problems. If a person does not learn how to fit it and pack it properly, the physical activity can be strenuous, and a person must be conditioned to handle walk through uneven and rough terrain. First aid and general wilderness safety is another thing a backpacker must know. It is easy to get lost and hurt in the wilderness, so every backpacker must have a good handle on staying safe. There are large numbers of backpackers. They explore, love, and walk through the wilderness, with the common goal of a good backpacking experience. Armed with a little information, a person can easily get started in backpacking. Chapter 2: The Benefits of Backpacking. Have you heard of travel junkies traveling with their rucksacks, finding cheap options to travel around to different places? Backpackers are bona fide light travelers who travel to remote locations on a budget. They skip the convenience of travel agencies who offer scheduled tours complete with tour guides and detailed itineraries. Backpacking requires a lot of research. Backpackers do not depend on package tours from travel agents because they make their own itineraries. They look out for cheap but suitable hostels. They also research a lot about the local food fare and where to find them. Make a list of tourist spots to see and find a way to navigate from one point to another. Most importantly, it is advisable to calculate your budget for the trip in advance. Most of the backpackers seek inspiration and ideas from travel websites and travel blogs. They often pattern their itineraries with another traveler's journey, or they make their own route. Some people even wonder why some travelers love backpacking instead of the conventional package tours that are usually more convenient. The answer is that backpacking has numerous benefits, including the following. Number 1. Acquiring new wisdom. One important thing about this humble way of traveling is that you get to learn something new along the way. You can also learn a lot about people, culture, and ideas from your first-hand experiences. It is also a good opportunity to learn something new about yourself. Number 2. The sights. The sights are the main reason why tourists visit a place, and backpackers often see tourist spots in a different light. It is quite different with your package tours, where you are brought to a certain place and only allowed to visit certain sights with limited amount of time. Number 3. Your personal time to reflect. Backpackers enjoy their personal time, and they happen to experience that during their travel time, those long hours of bus rides, going to a tourist spot, or their idle time on the hostel. Those are great times to marvel on the beauty of the scenery, or even have enough time for personal reflection. Number 4. Get to know the person traveling with you. Traveling strengthens bonds and relationships between companions, and a backpacker's itinerary often entails a lot of teamwork and rapport. Problems and troubles will most likely arise along the journey, and your response and attitude towards the situation will eventually surface. Based on such situations, you will learn something about one another and will also ascertain your compatibility with each other. Number 5. Meeting new people. Backpacking creates opportunities to meet other travelers and locals alike. It is a good way to socialize and share travel stories, and find new friends and future travel buddies. Number 6. The weather. Weather is a good conversation starter, and every place has different weather conditions. It's something backpackers should consider since the weight of their backpacks depends on the weather condition of their destination. Number 7. The food. Food is also a form of experience. Your food palate shouldn't be limited to the food you are used to eating back home. Foods teach us a lot about a place's culture and also broaden one's culinary knowledge. Number 8. The workout. Backpackers are no stranger to the strenuous amount of footwork experienced when traveling. The added weight of the backpack also gives an extra level of difficulty, which makes it seem like you are also working out. Number 9. Packing on confidence. Backpacking is also a major confidence booster. Solo backpackers find traveling alone as a life-altering experience because it helps them realize that they're capable of becoming independent. Independence is very empowering. It gives people a more renewed perspective in life. Chapter 3. Best backpacking destinations in the world. While every destination in the world can be a great backpacking destination, there are some destinations which truly stand out. If you are looking for an amazing backpacking experience, here are 10 backpacking destinations to help you get started. Number 1, Brazil. Cheap, beautiful, and with amazing beaches. That summarizes Brazil for you. If you are looking for a beach holiday, consider a backpacking trip to Brazil. While the place comes alive during the carnival season, it is best explored during the lean season. When the carnival is not on, there are much less people on the street. The hotels are much less expensive, and you have much more time to seep in the energy of the place. However, while traveling in Brazil, make sure you take special care of your belongings. The destination is notorious for petty crimes like pickpocketing. Number 2. Ladakh, India. If you are more of a mountain person and want to experience some really thrilling treks, head to Ladakh in India. Trekking in Ladakh is a memorable experience, with high mountain peaks to climb, trekking on frozen rivers, and much more. But trekking isn't the only highlight of a Ladakh trip. While here, consider taking a mountain biking tour on Kardung La Pass, or rover rafting in River Zanskar, too. Number 3. Luxor, Egypt. How about a trip to a mystical land which has several folklores, stories, and theories associated with it? Egypt may be going through an emotional turmoil right now, but it takes nothing away from the beauty of Luxor, the land of mystical journeys. You can pack your backpack and just explore the terrain of Luxor. You are sure to make some discoveries along the way, and pleasant ones at that. Number 4. Bolivia. Wildlife safaris always make for an adventurous experience, and you don't need much of an amazing wildlife safari apart from a good destination, of course. One of the best destinations for a wildlife safari is Bolivia, a part of the Amazon basin. The destination is a treasure trove of varied flora and fauna. A trip to Bolivia costs much less than it does to other popular adventure destinations out there, such as New Zealand, and there are plenty of opportunities for memorable adventure activities here. Number 5. Italy. The land of great artists. That's what Italy is, and you can see their mark almost everywhere you go in Italy. There are grand churches to explore, intricate masterpieces to admire, and much more. The best part about Italy, apart from its art and architecture, is its budget-friendly choices. You can always find good budget hotels here, and good pizzas don't cost much here. In fact, you don't need to spend too much to get good food in Italy. Number 6. Barcelona, Spain. Barcelona in Spain is probably one of the most romantic destinations in the world. The French would disagree there, but Barcelona has an old-world charm about it. Spanish music plays on the streets. There are some really old buildings to explore here, and cultural and traditional heritage of Spain to enjoy. And unlike other similar cultural destinations around the world, Barcelona doesn't make a fuss about it. Number 7. Aegina, Greece. Traveling isn't always about visiting places, exploring traditions, and making discoveries. It's also about putting your feet up once in a while and enjoying the surroundings around you. For a laid-back backpacking experience, head to Aegina in Greece. Even during the peak season, you won't find many people here, so you can be rest assured of a private holiday experience here. And for times when you need a little more fun, Santorin Island is just close by. Number 8. Lamu, Kenya. Most so-called remote destinations around the world are nothing but marketing gimmicks, with hungry tour operators trying to milk every destination possible. There is hardly a remote destination left out there. That's what makes Lamu special. Nothing can get more remote than Lamu. With a handful of population, it is island located close to Kenya. It prides itself as one of the oldest settlements in the world, and it seems to be stuck in time. Donkeys are the mode of transport here, and you won't find much activity here, even on a busy day. It is just perfect for those who like lone beaches, for there are plenty here. Number 9. Reykjavik, Iceland. Ibiza may be the mother of all party destinations, but if you are looking for someplace cheap and fun, head to Reykjavik in Iceland. Currently, it is one of the hottest party destinations out there. The cold climes, significant budget-friendly clubs, and eye candy make it just perfect for party lovers. Chapter 4. Tips for backpackers when they are traveling around the world. Backpacking around the world is one of the best and cheapest ways to see the world. This is because backpackers will stay in hostels and they tend to use the cheapest modes of transportation. Backpackers can be away from home for over a year because they want to see everything whilst they have the chance. If you are thinking about going backpacking, you still have to plan your trip out. Even if it is one of the most laid-back ways to see the world, you can't just wing it and expect everything to go smoothly. Therefore, if you're going backpacking soon, then you should be planning now. If you read ahead, you can find some tips for booking your travel and getting the paperwork that you need before you travel. Number 1. Packing. It is important to pack lightly and plan to take a smaller backpack inside the main one. The smaller backpack will be for the main sight, seeing in the daytime, and the larger backpack will be for when you are traveling from place to place. But it will stay in the hotel or hostel when you get there. You should be packing light because you are going to be carrying the bag for a lot of the time. If it is too heavy, then it will hurt your back, and you won't want to carry it at all. Take around 2 weeks' worth of clothes and then wash them. Don't take enough clothes for the duration of the trip. Number 2. Booking. Although there is an element of make plans when you get there because you might make friends along the way and want to travel with them, you should try and have some things booked before you go. You should definitely have your main flights booked and your first and last hotel or hostel. Anything in between can be sorted when you get there and have a better idea of your plans. It is suggested that you find an internet cafe and book your travel and accommodation prior to leaving the place you are in. This is just to make sure that you are safe and have somewhere to stay. You don't want to travel and then have nowhere to stay in a country that you have never been before. Number 3. Food. You can plan to have a meal or two out when you are traveling, but choose cheap places. Don't be spending your whole budget on your first meal, even though it is tempting to celebrate. It is better if you eat cheaply and utilize the kitchens and hostels and the supermarkets nearby. You can make packed lunches for you when you are out, and then if you have money left over during the last few weeks, then you can treat yourself and have a meal with your friends. Number 4. Paperwork. You need to know what paperwork you need if you plan to enter certain countries. For example, in the USA, you will need to pay for an ESTA, E-S-T-A, to get into the country, and in Vietnam, you will need to get a visa with a letter of approval. Or if you are in a rush, you can get a visa on arrival. If you do not get the correct paperwork before you travel, you will not be allowed into the country, and you will have wasted your time and money. A lot of people think that just because they are backpacking, the authorities will let them off. But that is not the case. Everyone has to abide by the same rules. Chapter 5. Tips on Backpacking for Beginners. Backpacking is a low-cost travel and a fun way to enjoy the beauty of the world. It is traveling with simplicity, taking all unnecessary off your travel and enjoying the things that really matters: experience and adventure. When backpacking, take note that you should make your carrying equipment as light as possible. It is advisable that your backpack, sleeping bag, and tent should be 5 pounds or less combined. The reason behind this is that you don't want your luggage to become a hindrance once you go hiking. It will also become a reason that you won't explore the place well enough. Also, you want to avoid having backaches. In some rare occasions, carrying a heavy luggage can be detrimental to your health. You can become a backpacker, even if you're doing it for the very first time. If you're in for some adventure and be a backpacker, here are some backpacking tips for beginners. Plan ahead. You always have to plan ahead before traveling. You have to research well on what kind of environment you will be in. So, before leaving to your destination, always check the weather condition and be acquainted on the nature of the terrain. In this way, you'll become more prepared. Also, always bring a map of the trail. As a beginner, you should start with a short 1 to 2 day adventure. You can go travel to a local tourist site, or you could opt to travel to a nearby country. What to bring? As stated earlier, you should make your carrying equipment as light as possible. It is recommended that your sleeping bag, tent, and backpack should be 5 pounds or less combined. When backpacking, you should put your safety as your priority, so don't bring unnecessary things. You should only bring things that will help you survive: food, water, clothes, waterproof matches, first aid kit, knife, map of the trail, compass, flashlight, extra money, and a whistle for emergency situations are some of the things that you should bring. Other things that you could bring are umbrellas, jackets, sunblock, and a camera. Don't bring too much food. Bring only an extra meal or two. Also, pack your things ahead of time. Make a checklist of the things that you need to bring and double-check so that you won't forget anything. Basic outdoor survival knowledge and skills. If you travel for an adventure as a group, it should be necessary to have at least one or two in the group who have the skills and knowledge in outdoor survival. You'll never know what you'll experience along the way, so it's imperative to have basic knowledge and skills on outdoor survival, like knowing how to do first aid and treating a snake bite. Chapter 6. Hiking Tips for Beginners: A Guide to Preparing for Your First Hike Inexpensively. Hiking is yearly increasing in popularity as families and individuals discover this relatively inexpensive way to enjoy nature and get into shape. Though it is true that one can spend hundreds of dollars on high-tech outdoor gear, it is not necessary to have the latest and greatest gadgets to get started on the trails. Anyone who is able to walk even a moderate distance, including young children and older adults, can find a trail to match their abilities and fitness levels. Comfort and safety are very important and can be the difference between calling it quits after your first hike or pursuing many future outdoor adventures. The following gear list is suitable for an afternoon of exploring well-marked trails, with tips on how to cut down on initial cost. Clothing. Leave your cotton clothes at home. Wear and take clothing that is made from wool or synthetic material. These materials are still able to keep you warm when wet and dry quickly. Wet cotton can quickly chill you even on a cool summer day, leading to a risk of hypothermia. Search the thrift stores and watch for sales. Outdoor clothing is easily accumulated this way at a minimal cost. You should begin with the following list. Hat, t-shirt, long sleeve t-shirt, wool, fleece sweater, jacket, nylon pants, shorts, wool, synthetic socks, rain jacket, extra pair of dry socks. Safety. Even on a short hike, a first aid kit should be included in your backpack. It only takes an hour or two for a blister to begin to develop or a tumble to scratch your knee. You may either put together your own first aid kit or buy a ready-made one. A small kit, suitable for a short hike, close to home will only cost a couple of dollars. For an afternoon hike, include in your first aid kit bandages, antiseptic wipes, moleskin, antibacterial cream, a few allergy tablets, and a tensor bandage. Other safety-related items include a whistle, matches, sunscreen, insect repellent, map and compass, small flashlight, travel plan with friend or family member, at least one hiking partner, food and water. For an afternoon of hiking, you do not need to worry too much about specially planning your diet. Raid your pantry for food already on hand and make your own granola bars to help keep the cost of food down. Don't forget a bottle or two of water. Healthy snacks, some sweet snacks, extra food, water. Footwear. Arguably, the most important gear is what is on your feet. If your feet are miserable, the rest of you will be too. It is fine to begin your hiking adventures in a good pair of running shoes that fit well. But as the length and difficulty of your hikes increase, along with the load on your back, you will want to invest in a good pair of hiking shoes or boots that will support your ankles. Unfortunately, hiking footwear will probably be the most expensive part of your initial investment, but this is not the place to skimp on quality and fit for the sake of cost. You can start a change jar labeled Hiking Boot Fund and throw all of your change in there until you are able to afford good footwear. Backpack. Lastly, you will need something to carry everything you are not wearing. Any backpack you have around the house will serve the purpose until you find something you like better. Hip belts and chest straps are nice and add to the carrying comfort, but they are not necessary for a light load. Again, watch for store sales, the classifieds, and maybe even the thrift shops for an inexpensive backpack. The above is a list of physical items you need to start hiking, but perhaps more important than all the right gear is a positive attitude. If you are determined not to enjoy hiking, then spare your trip partners the grousing and stay home. However, if you are willing to give it a chance, pack up your gear, load your friends in the car, and head out for an afternoon of fresh air and exercise. You may surprise yourself and find you discovered a favorite pastime. Chapter 7. How to Pack Your Backpack for a Hiking Trip. Throwing all your gear into your pack and heading off isn't the best practice for a comfy hiking experience. The way in which you pack your backpacking backpack will make a huge difference to how it feels on your back. If you've never gone backpacking overnight before or haven't done it in a while, these simple and easy-to-follow guidelines really will make your trek more enjoyable. First things first, lay out all your backpacking gear on the floor and organize it into piles. For example, cookware, toiletries, backpacking first aid kit, clothing, sleeping gear, food, and anything else you are bringing along with you. It is highly recommended to use Ziploc bags, or resealable bags that you can suck out all the air from. They help to save space and protect your gear from moisture. Plus, they really do help to keep your gear organized in your backpack. Anything that you want easy and quick access to, especially while you are hiking, should be placed in pockets so that you can reach them within your backpack, on your back, or in easy-to-reach spots of your pack. Secondly, pack your lightest gear at the bottom of your backpack. If your backpack is designed with a bottom compartment for your sleeping bag, then use it. If not, then stuff your sleeping bag into the very bottom of your backpack. If you're bringing along a pillow, put that in next, and any other really lightweight items. The heaviest items in your gear should be placed closest to your back, preferably between your shoulder blades. If you place too much weight in your hiking backpack or do not pack the weight properly, you may experience pain and discomfort in your back, neck, and/or shoulders. So how much weight should you take with you? The rule of thumb is 25 to 30% of your ideal body weight. Naturally, a very fit and experienced hiker may be able to take more weight, whereas a less experienced and less fit hiker should consider packing less weight with them. Third, make sure to tighten all your compression straps. This will help to keep your gear in place without shifting and causing you hiking discomfort. Last but not least, after you have your hiking backpack on your back, make sure to tighten your shoulder, hip, and sternum straps. A well-packed backpacking backpack should transfer the weight of your gear to your hip belt and minimize the weight from your shoulders. If you pack your backpack well, your hiking trip will feel much better. You won't have an achy back, shoulders, and neck when you arrive at your destination. Because your gear may shift a bit during your hike, it is important to take the time to adjust your straps as you are hiking for the most comfortable hike you can get. Chapter 8. Tips for packing a backpack for hiking. You feel the weight of the world on your shoulders, literally. The night before starting your camping trip, you tossed all of your gear into your backpack. And now every step up the mountain is a struggle. As the mountain becomes steeper and steeper, you increasingly begin to dread the way that you packed your backpack. You assumed that if you successfully fit all your gear into the various compartments of the pack, then you would be prepared. But as you near the mountain top, the poor weight distribution in your backpack meets gravity, causing you to lose your balance. Suddenly,